Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Almost 5,000 people have signed a petition to make public transport pet friendly. And Leisha Downs is the owner of Outpaws and Wedding Woofs. You agree with this, Leisha?
I do, Andrea. I signed the petition as well. I do think it is important to definitely look at both sides of it, because I don't think it's a case that every animal may be suitable for public transport. And we have to take into account that some people may be scared of animals. But also, I think it opens up an opportunity to create a more pet-friendly society. I definitely think it's a starting point, but I'd love to see things like ratio, looking at what problems maybe Irish public transport system has had with having animals on, like where's the positive, where's the negative, and to build from that. I did sign the petition because I do believe it's really important for people, and especially elderly people with their companion animals, if they don't have access to vehicles or a car, that they can use public transport. My mum gets on a train every Friday with her dog. She's 80 and she travels from Mullingar to Dublin.
You can bring a little lap dog, can't you, on Éireann or there?
She can. And that's, when I say lap dog, I think you're absolutely right. A dog that is suitable. It's down to pet ownership. It's down to responsible pet ownership. Mm. People know their animals. They'll know if they're suitable. Buses are small for them. It can be difficult for any animal in a small confined space. But I do think it opens up the debate, definitely.
Well, I have to be very honest with you now, right? I'm on the total opposite side of this debate to you, Leisha,
right,
as somebody who is terrified. Like, I'm afraid of dogs, and I don't have confidence that all pet owners are able to handle their dogs. So it was, picture the scene now for a moment, right? It's 8 o'clock, it's a Monday morning, the 16 Dublin bus or whatever you're travelling on is heaving from the rafters, right? Wedged. And we've, what have we got? Two or three? Maybe we've a Labrador, maybe we've a Golden Retriever, maybe we've some sort of a bulldog or German Shepherd on the... Like, how do we control this?
Well, that's exactly the point that I made, Andrea, is that it has to be controlled. So, you know, I think with Dublin bus, it's down to the discretion of the owner. I think in the dark, you have to travel with your pet in a carrier. And obviously with the train, I would imagine it's the same. You have to be underneath the seat. There has to be systems put in place. They've done it in Europe. They've done it in France, Switzerland, and Denmark and Sweden is incredible at this. There's so many ways that we could look at making this work. I totally agree with you. You shouldn't have to sit beside a German Shepherd on a bus that is potentially making you absolutely fearful and you're nervous and you're scared. No animal should be on public transport that is not able for it, you know, in any way, whether it's behavioural, social or aggression. So, you know, again, back to pet ownership and responsible ownership. Of course, I do believe, you're right, opening this up to all of the general public could be a potential that we have to review. But, you know, we have to look at both sides.
I accept that. And it's definitely a debate worth having. And that's why we're chatting about this today, because nearly 5,000 people, including yourself, Leisha, have signed this petition on change.org. I've loads of questions. You know, do we treat it like buggies and prams? Do we say if there's one or two on the bus, that's it, max? We don't allow any more? Do we treat the dogs like luggage? Do we have a dog carrier now? Do we replace where we put the cases and the bags in lieu of cats or dogs or whatever? Do we have restrictions around what pet you can bring on the bus? Kathleen, stay with me, Leisha. Kathleen's on the line. Kathleen, you're a bus driver.
I am.
Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon.
How are you? Do you want dogs on your bus?
Absolutely not. And it's not because I'm not an animal lover. I am actually a very big animal lover. But as a bus driver, there is already enough stresses and strains, and you're working. People think you're just sitting there driving a bus. There's so much more to it than that. But to add to the mix, into as well as antisocial behaviour going on out there, that we do have to put up with on a daily basis, trying to throw dogs and cats and everything else into the mix, it's asking for trouble. It really, really is. I mean, it's unhygienic for a start. A dog is going to mark his territory wherever he goes. Okay, especially in a new environment.
I didn't even think of that.
Absolutely. They are going to mark the territory, especially if they're nervous travellers, right? As well as that, you have, just say you've got a Great Dane, say. That's like a horse on a bus. Come on. They're huge, right? You've got people who are fearful of animals and dogs in particular. You've got the antisocial persons out there that will carry the... I had one. a bloke had, in a certain part of Dublin, he snuck in the back door up the stairs with a bully dog, I don't think, huge anyway, in his arms. There was no muzzle, collar, anything else, anything on the dog. And when I told him to get down, take the dog off the bus, please, take the dog off the bus, I didn't argue with him. He was ignoring me and brought the dog down to the back of the bus and was asking the passengers down there, do you mind? And I had to intervene and say, look, it's not up to them, it's up to me. Take the dog off the bus.
And that puts you in an unfair position, Kathleen.
Well, I was threatened then, see you, I'm going to stab you when you come back out here again. I'm going to put all your windows in. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Why take it out on the driver? Because the driver already has enough responsibility being responsible for taking people from A to B safely. Now, if you have two dogs fighting in the back, how is the driver going to concentrate on doing his job, right? If a dog bites another person on that bus, who's responsible? The driver for allowing the dog on, right? I mean, there's so much more to this. You can't have it both ways. To that other lady that was talking there, you know, lap dogs this, lap dog that. Yeah, fair enough, right? But it's all or nothing for the driver.
You know,
it has to be, because it's otherwise discriminating, which opens up a whole new can of worms then.
Well, I understand, pretty much all of my friends have pets. They have dogs, I suppose, more so in particular. And I can understand, I see why people want this. And I get that it's the case in every other European, well, not every other, but in a lot of other European countries that you can bring your pets on public transport. So I'm trying to find a way that we can accommodate everybody and make this work. So would something like a segregated, you know, maybe if you don't allow pets in the top part of the double decker, or so maybe they're only allowed in a certain section of the bus. Would that work, Kathleen?
And then given out that there's not enough space for buggies, or there's not enough room for their luggage, or there's not enough room for people, you know, and they're already saying that the bus service is horrendous because it doesn't show up, it doesn't do this, doesn't do that. And then you want to throw animals into the mix as well. I mean, come on. It's public transport.
Stay with us, Kathleen, for a moment. Lindsay's from fitdog.ie. Are you in favour of this, Lindsay?
I am very much on the same page as Leisha. I see both sides. I would love if we had a culture where it's perfectly normal for dogs to be in coffee shops and on buses, and everybody is used to seeing them and they're used to travelling like that. But I just dread if this did go through the teething stage, because it'd be, whatever about the dogs, it comes down to the owners. I know my own dog, she's 9 and she comes everywhere with me whenever she can, and she's a grand dog, but she's a little bit nervous, and I know she would hate to be on a bus, and I know not to take her on a bus, but I know somebody else might if they had the same type of dog. And knowing her the way I do, and if there's, oh, I don't know, like you said, 8 o'clock in the morning, Andrea, I could only hope a lot of people wouldn't take their dogs or cats or whatever on the bus during rush hour.
Yeah.
But still, if there are a lot of people, or if you're away at the beach and then you're coming back and it happens to be a very full bus, you know, it's just the element of chaos, you see, I think is just a bit too much, and I don't trust people, basically.
Well, that's my concern.
I
accept there are loads of incredibly responsible pet owners out there who will, you know, follow this to the letter of the law, and they won't break any of the rules, and they'll be very mindful of other bus users or customers. So the great thing about the train, Lindsay, is that, you know, if I get on a carriage and somebody's there with their little lap dog on their knee, sure, that's very easy. You just move to a different carriage. You don't have that luxury if you're on, you know, the expressway bus from Dublin to Donegal or wherever you're travelling to, or on Dublin bus. You don't have the space.
Exactly. It's the Irish Ferries. Sorry, Andrea. The Irish Ferries have opened up their, they've an area on their ferries now for pets.
But that's fine.
A huge space. They have plenty of room.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then as well as, Kathleen was saying, like, they bus drivers have plenty to deal with without adding an extra complication to the mix. But there's so much talk now about the antisocial behaviour on public transport. And I would hate for my dog to be in a contained area, a small area, if something kicked off. Like, it'd just be awful. And then it's just, Yeah, I don't know, Andrea.
You're torn on it. What about you, Russell? Russell Alford, 98FM producers with me here in studio. Would you bring your dog on the bus?
I would love to, but I'm constantly fearful of a few things. Number one, he's a reactive dog himself, usually towards other dogs, amazing around other people and children like that. I'm at terminus of a bus route or several bus routes at least. So when I get on, it would be quiet enough. But my worry would be getting back home. Would it be too busy for him to get back onto a bus with many, many people if the driver allowed it? But I'm also coming from this perspective. My dad worked as a Dublin bus driver for 40 years as well. Actually, Anita, he loves my dog, so I'm sure he'd be completely for
it.
He'd let anyone on except probably only allowed a dog on if he could. But I do completely understand everything that Kathleen had been saying. It is a very, very, very stressful job, the amount of things that bus drivers across the country have to look after. But it is for those situations that are not the socialisation. I'd love to just bring my dog to the pub a couple of stops down the road type of thing. That's really where I'd be coming from, or to a nice cafe. But it's going to the vet, for example. Like, I live a walk away from the vet and I drive as well. If I needed to bring him to it, I would probably drive, but not everyone has
that. That's true. That is a fair point.
As something available to them. Bring the dog or cat to a shelter or to lodgings or whatever they need to do when they're going on holidays and whatnot. They may not have that facility. Taxis are available to them, but that's also, again, at the discretion of the driver. I've not heard many stories of people being denied it, but that is something to bear in mind. I think there is an approach that needs to be taken. We mentioned about rush hour. You know, you can't bring a bike on a rush hour train. I wouldn't bring my dog on a rush hour train. Again, that's the reason why I don't get on public transport with him, especially because he's pretty much banned from it in a lot of cases. But I think it's the two-pronged approach. Do you trust the owners, ultimately? It all comes down to the owner. I would know my dog and what he's like. He's great in the car. He's great at movement. So he'd be fine in a lot of cases. But I couldn't trust him with another dog. And that would be my
concern.
Yeah. And if it's too busy, how does he feel? We haven't tested it yet because we haven't had the opportunity to.
I definitely won't be there for the first trial day anyway.
No.
If this comes to pass. Dave is in Greystones. Dave, do you want to sit beside a dog on the bus?
Well, I think your previous... Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Hello to your previous speakers. I think the previous speakers have summed it up, really. It's down to practicality. I mean, I'm the chair of Greystones Tidy Towns. We run a market here every Sunday during the summer, and we've had complaints in the market, which is an open space, that there's too many dogs. And I think we're dog owners. We love dogs, always have them. But I do understand the previous speakers in the sense that if you have a dog you think is just the best dog in the world, and then another dog comes on, the dynamic changes straight away. And I had an instance recently with a lady who was very, very fearful of dogs coming down the cliff walk, which is very open space. And I had to apologise to her because we just let our little fella off and he wouldn't bother anyone. But this lady, and you can't blame her, just had a fear of dogs. So you've got to put the priorities, I think, in the right order. And if you're on a bus and you don't like dogs, or you're fearful of dogs, or you have a child who is fearful of dogs, and then somebody gets on with a dog, well, now you have a real conflict. And it goes back to what the bus driver was saying earlier, that you have a situation now, the bus driver has to intervene, and how the heck do they handle that situation?
Well, as if Kathleen hasn't enough to deal with as it is. As if Kathleen and other bus drivers don't have enough, you know, to deal with and contend with on the bus this.
It's difficult enough being a bus driver. They have such amazing concentration and they have a lot on their plate. And I think it's another layer. I mean, I think if you're a dog owner, you factor in that there are certain places you can't bring your dog, and that's just the state of life. I mean, here on the beaches in Greystones, dogs are banned during the summer from the beaches because of the public using the beaches. So they're not even allowed on the beach, which I support. So I really don't feel it's practical, and I really don't feel it's enforceable. How do you stop, as somebody said earlier, somebody getting on with a Great Dane or somebody getting on with a Chihuahua? You know, you relegate certain types of dogs, and that again gives more responsibility for the driver to say, well, you can't bring that dog on, but we let this one on. You know, it's a lot of
issues with this for sure. Kathleen, there's a text here from one listener who says, as a bus driver, the litigation against me and the company I work for is not worth the risk. if a passenger was bitten by another passenger's dog.
Absolutely. I have to agree with that. As I say, the responsibility inevitably falls back on the driver. First of all, you let this dog on the bus. Now, this dog is after biting my child. You're responsible. So, you know, your boss is not going to stand up and take that for you. It's up to you. So my point of view on this would be to, unless they're a service dog with papers and a vest, absolutely, across the board, lap dogs to Great Danes, absolutely not. That way, there's no discrimination against anybody. Just no, across the board. I have a little dog myself. And I would not, if there was a bring a pet to work day, I wouldn't do it. Because first of all, I'm not going to have him sit in an environment where it's going to make him nervous, and I don't know what the reaction is going to be.
Are you going to sign this petition, Russell?
I would. I absolutely would. I don't think it's necessarily for everyone, but in the situations of, you know, dog owners with a small dog, in particular elderly people, and for like small journeys here and there, I think it's fine. I think everyone needs to, you know, look
well,
at their own.
It's worth exploring.
I think it absolutely is. I've been to many countries around Europe, and I've sat beside many a dog on a bus and whatnot, and it's absolutely fun. I've also sat on planes with dogs and they've been very well behaved.
And I'm sure you've sat beside rowdy customers and punters too.
And I've moved away from people often.
Leisha, just finally, this petition is up on change.org looking for more pet-friendly services for public transport. Can you actually see this coming in?
Well, you know, after listening to Kathleen, and I'm really sorry that she had such a negative experience, and unfortunately it was mostly more related to a human behaving really badly.
That's true.
I do think we should definitely look at maybe some sort of an award system or something that we can integrate into the public transport system where dogs pass a recognition, where ideally they gain access. That would, you know, if the rest of Europe can do this, why can't we? So there have to be ways around it. People should not be coming and, you know, getting onto public transport if they have animals that are in, you know, that are not suitable for, or if there was issues with urinating or dogs fighting.
It's a personal responsibility.
Andrea, it's all down to, you know, responsibility of your dogs.
Okay.
And, you know, that's how I my feeling is. So I'm really hoping that this does set a debate.
Okay.
And maybe we can go forward from there.
Well, we could talk about this for another hour. Loads of messages coming in. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Do you want pets on buses? Leisha Downs, Kathleen, Lindsay from fitdog.ie, Russell Alford there from 98FM, Dave as well. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.